I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. stocks took a tumble Monday over concerns about tariffs President Donald Trump says he will impose on Canada, China, and Mexico. Reports say he's been in touch with the leaders of Canada and Mexico about the tariffs. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president admitted the impact of the tariffs will be felt at home.
We may have short-term some little pain, and people understand that. But long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world.
He's also claiming Canada would cease to exist without its trade surplus with the U.S.
We have deficits with everybody. We help everybody. We've been helping everybody for years. And to be honest, I don't think they appreciate it. So we're going to change that. We're going to change it fast.
By following through on a campaign pledge, the president may have simultaneously broken his promise to voters in the election that his administration would quickly reduce inflation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In breaking news, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced following a telephone call with President Trump that her country will send 10,000 National Guard members to the border with the U.S. and tariffs on Mexico will be put on pause for a month. President Trump said Sunday the European Union is way out of line and suggested he would slap Europe with tariffs as well. Ahead of a meeting with European Union leaders in Brussels Monday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said the EU has heard the president and is preparing to respond in kind if need be.
But what is clear, there are no winners in trade wars. United States and the U.S. start the trade war, then the one laughing on the side is China. We are very interlinked. We need America, and America needs us as well.
Trump said Sunday tariffs on Europe would definitely happen, but did not offer specifics. He said Britain was also, quote, out of line, but that he thought that situation could be worked out. This is VOA News. The European Union's informal summit, being called a retreat, is focusing on defense, and NATO chief Mark Rutte is taking part as well. Both groups are seeking to address challenges from both Russia and President Trump. Trump has called for NATO's European members to spend 5% of their GDP on defense, a figure no member of the alliance, including the United States, currently reaches. The EU's own figures indicate last year the EU countries spent an average of 1.9% of GDP on defense, a 30% increase from 2021. NATO chief Mark Rutte told reporters he agrees with Trump that European nations need to step up their defense spending.
We are now assessing the gaps with each of the allies between where we are and where we should be. And based on that, he will decide on the new defense spending pledge, but it will be considerably higher than 2%, I can assure you.
Rutte also said Trump's interest in Greenland and the strategic importance of Northern Europe was understandable, but that NATO allies should, quote, do more collectively when it comes to the region. Billionaire Elon Musk, who is heading President Trump's drive to shrink the federal government, said Monday work is underway to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, which he said was beyond repair. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
USAID is the world's largest single donor. In fiscal year 2023, the U.S. disbursed $72 billion of assistance worldwide on everything from women's health in conflict zones to access to clean water and HIV/AIDS treatments. It was the source of 42% of all humanitarian aid tracked by the United Nations in 2024 and has a staff of more than 10,000 people. Field hospitals and Thai refugee camps, landmine clearance and war zones, and drugs to treat millions suffering from diseases are among the programs at risk of elimination. Trump has assigned Musk to lead a federal cost-cutting panel, and he asserted that, quote, professional foreign fraud rings are stealing vast sums by masquerading as or creating fake digital U.S. citizens. Musk did not offer any evidence to support his fraud claim. Trump stated on Sunday night that Musk has his support.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. The World Health Organization, or WHO, Monday indicated it and its member states are discussing cutting its budget by $400 million in light of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the U.N. agency. One of Trump's stated reasons for withdrawing from the WHO was a claim that it mishandled the COVID-19 pandemic that began in Wuhan, China. In remarks to the agency's annual executive board meeting Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus defended the agency's COVID-19 response.
From the moment we picked up the first signals of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, we activated our emergency incident management system, alerted the world, convened global experts, and published comprehensive guidance for countries on how to protect their populations.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.